This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So if you thought Avengers Endgame was actually the end, well, then you don't know the game, do you? Because the Marvel Cinematic Universe has jumped into the next phase already with the return of your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man in Spider-Man Far From Home. And if you think the new guy that plays Spider-Man Tom Holland is still the new guy, well, no, not really. This is the fifth time Holland has been Spidey if you count all of the Avengers movies. But I gotta say, Holland is arguably the best Spidey. He comes off as a kid who is unsure of himself. He's gullible, but he's smart. He's enthusiastic, and he's love-struck by the current MJ played by Zendaya, who, well, if you ever see the new HBO show Euphoria, that Zendaya that's on that show, well, that one is way out of Peter Parker's league. But in this, all he wants to do is try to get her to like him while on a summer European science club trip. Think again, kid, because Nick Fury's on the phone, and if Nick Fury calls you, you better pick up. Now, this is where I got to be careful, see? Because if for some reason you have not seen Infinity Wars or Endgame, almost anything I say could be a plot spoiler for those two movies, but I can say this, that this movie, the new Spider-Man, acknowledges everything about what life is like now that the universe is slowly returning to normal after the blip. Yeah, that's what they call it, the blip. But normal now for Peter is getting called in for an Avengers-level threat. Elemental monsters, you know, water, fire, stuff like that. And Fury teams Spider-Man up with a new guy from another dimension named Mysterioso. But you know him as Jake Gyllenhaal. But lucky for Peter, the battle takes place in a general vicinity of his European vacation. So what you get is partly a sweet, funny, and entertaining teen high school comedy romance in foreign locales, comboed with tons of CGI action and surprises. And I got to tell you, the movie just flies by, or swings by, because it's Spider-Man. Hey, stick around for two rounds of post-credit scenes. One that deals with what's next, and one that amusingly tells you about what you just saw. And I understand three MCU movies already this year can make you say, come on, enough is enough. But if you're into it, and it looks like a lot of people are, Spider-Man Far From Home takes you into the next phase in a breezy, entertaining way. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, you can get those at 93XRT.com on a podcast, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.